One.
Look at this, Nick. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the Barts who has everything? Look at this, Wiggs, treasures untold. How many wonders can one fat man hold? Look at here, you think, sure, he's got everything. I've got board 8 chats and video topics aplenty. I've got Save My Contest galore. You want full throttle pulls? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the users are. I want to see them voting, casting their votes with their, what do you call them? Oh, posts. Playing the game, you don't get too far. Votes are required for advancing, winning, strolling around with a, what's that word again? Championship. Up where they fuck, up where they talk, up where they drink all night in the tiny chat. Wandering free, wish I could be user of the year.
Wow.
Woo!
Well done.
Barts, you
Amazing.
killed it. I had to mute my mic. That was amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm
Because you're
sorry.
clapping, right?
Fuck.
That was wow. So anyways, welcome to episode 3 of the User of the Year podcast show. That was Bart serenading us, as is tradition, to sing all the things.
As is tradition.
As is tradition, as dictated by tradition. With me, as always, is my good co-hosting buddy Wiggs.
Howdy, Jensen, lady.
Yeah, Wiggs is celebrating Ike Davis staying with the New York Mets.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Baseball.
I like him.
Yeah, celebrating. Obviously, Whiskey Nick hosting, as always, because it's what I do. And this week's guest is Ed DV of Tomorrow's Match fame.
How you doing, guys?
Yes.
I can't wait to party with all the animals.
Yes, Ed is alluding there to the animal picnic party that is coming up tomorrow, because Ermine loves his animals and such.
You mean in 25 minutes
Oh, Ermine loves his
as of
animals,
this
all right.
Ermine loves them all right, yeah, in a kind of not healthy way. But anyways, that's not the point. So we are, what, I guess a little over a week into the glory that is User of the Year, and it has been a good, fun time. We even had some drama. What order do we want to go in today's, guys? Do we want to talk about results first? Do we want to talk about users' displeasure with existing, or do we want to, we'll do fantasy later. Fantasy can be later.
Let's talk about the drama.
Yeah, I want to start with the drama llama as well.
I guess that's what everyone wants to hear, and most people stop listening to the podcast about 6 minutes in, so we might as well get the good stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Drama?
Oh!
Nick, what drama? Can you
Oh.
tell me about it?
Bart,
Damn it, I'm a
you sound so interested. So it wouldn't be User of the Year, obviously, without people throwing a hissy fit and making a scene about literally nothing. We managed to make it all the way till day 7 before anyone other than Lopin was a whiny bitch. Now, I get where Scarlet Speed was coming from, and he's totally entitled to his opinion. I mean, no one likes being disliked by other people. It's tough, but it's kind of the nature of the
I
beast.
do.
Oh, okay. Well, Bart's, that's nice. I'm glad you can appreciate that. Anyways, we got 7 days in without anyone saying so much as, how do you do about my excellent hosting capabilities. So that was nice. And then Scarlet and Ahersh101, I think that's his name, posted things
I'm
about
not sure the numbers, but.
how they didn't enjoy being forced to participate, despite me explaining this for the better part of 2 months now. Anyways, complaining that they were getting downvotes and were being disliked, despite both being in the positives on that day and well on their way to advancing. Listen to their concerns, they had some valid ones. I mean, but maybe it's not nice to force them to participate. But then again, it's kind of what I set out to do.
There's always being fucking bitches, y'all.
No. I mean, they have a right to complain. I just I'm not going to listen to their complaints because
I have a right to call them whatever I want.
If I start flip flopping back and forth, then God knows what else happens.
Then you become lefty.
Yes, then I become lefty, or worse, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. So anyways, Wiggs, what were your thoughts on all this? Were you pro Scarlet Speed?
I just fucking said it. What the fuck? It was at fucking plus 25 or something when he complained, and it was like in like fifth place. What the fuck is he complaining about? He doesn't want to get minused? If you don't want to get minused, or if you are bothered that people are downvoting you, or you don't want to be involved, don't click on the topic. You don't have to look at it.
And here's the thing, I mean, it's not like people are... You know, it's not like a minus three vote necessarily means like I fucking hate you, you know?
No.
That doesn't mean sometimes, though.
Well,
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily, but looking at his, like, if he was like in a division with like Stray Hacks or something and he got a minus three under Stray Hacks, then like that would be something big, like that's something to get upset about. But a lot of times it's just like the person doesn't know you or he doesn't, you know, they don't care about you. Or they have to minus three someone, you know? It's not like everyone who minus three is like fucking hates your guts or anything. I mean, unless you're a UU.
There was no one inherently offensive in that division, except maybe some people don't like Cess. But other than that, you know, there was no one. And even then, you know, obviously Cess is general used to be liked, I guess. But, you know.
He was pretty inactive this year anyway.
There's no one in this division.
There's not like an MWE or anything.
Either, like Scarlet Speed should feel sad that he placed underneath.
No, it was probably one of the more evenly distributed divisions up till this point. And
a lot of,
the only one who did terrible, I mean, Cess, who's a pretty controversial guy, like even when he was liked, there was definitely a lot of people he rubbed the wrong way. And Tenko Star, who I'm under the impression hasn't posted in 7 years or something.
You know, I like the guy when he posts it, but, you know,
so,
okay,
I mean,
he hasn't been here.
I absolutely don't mean to be harsh on Scarlet Speed, because if he's got, if that stuff bothers him, fair enough. But...
If it bothers him, don't click the topic.
Yeah, I mean, he was voting every day and stuff, so, I mean, no one gets 100% approval, except Wiggs, almost. Oh, Bane of Despair.
Bane of Despair. You know, it's because I minus him. I did minus in the division before.
He vengeanced you. So anyways,
sorry, Dan, it's fair. I love you. Vote for me in user of the year.
We haven't really heard from EdDV too much. EdDV, what are your thoughts on the whole drama-lama?
Well, I mean, I did stick up for him a little bit because I do think that mandatory participation is kind of dumb in some ways. But I don't think there's any reason why you need to pretend to be fair about it. Like, there are people that you want in, just put them in and don't
shots fired
plates. But like
let's have this out. Nick versus Ed. Let's do it.
I don't want to brag or anything, but Ed maybe only gets like, I'll be generous, 7% of the vote. No. Ed would do better than that. Mm-hmm. Ed would do better than that.
Are we gonna have this posted in time? Like during the tenure of the next division?
We were going to have what posted and who?
What's going to be up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, no. What I'll do with the podcast, like I usually do, is upload it after we're done. Send it off to ye old Endgamer, and then it's in God's hands.
Endgamer's God, huh?
Well, not based on his results.
He's my God.
More shots fired.
So anyways,
But no, like I there's no reason to like not be able to force Ryoko in and still let people like Scarlet who don't want in like a back door.
Yeah. I liked what Endgamer said actually on the topic was force the previous year's top 50 in and then after that have it sign up only or something like that. So you're still having the previous year's elite users and not forcing in people who maybe are worried that they're gonna get like horribly gang banged by users or whatever.
Well, even Ryoko, because I don't think Ryoko probably was in last year, but she was.
Well, no, she withdrew. She wasn't in.
Past winter.
I did this year
because she withdrew.
I did this year because so many people had withdrawn. Like, it's fine if one or two withdraws, but when you're losing Yoblazer, Alec, Ryoko, Ed Bellis, like, when all these people are pulling out who should be finishing in the top 20 or near there, generally, you're kind of tainting the talent pool, and you're making users like Whiskey Nick come in second. I mean, ugh.
Ugh, indeed.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, Bart's withdrew last year. Think about it.
Yeah, I didn't even want to be in this year, but Nick forced me.
I did. Now,
against my will.
Aren't you glad, Bart?
He doesn't know yet. His division hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah.
He'll let you know.
Give it a couple of weeks, and then he'll tell me how he feels about it. Anyways, for the sake of being polite, I do apologize for forcing in people if it literally bothers them that much. I just would like to point out it really shouldn't bother you. User of the year is not a serious thing. And if you're taking it seriously, mostly... you're probably not enjoying it. So yeah, maybe try to have fun with it.
Well, my perspective is, I mean, I want to know who doesn't like me, to be honest. I mean, everyone likes me, but I mean, if...
Like I said in the topic, take it for what it is. I mean, you're getting positive votes. There's your friend circle. It's not like everyone on the board's going to like you, again, unless you're Wigs.
Yeah, people I've never even heard of plus me. I'm like, oh, thank you, I love you. I don't know who you are, but I love you all. That's like being a celebrity. It's nice.
You take it for...
But I give back to my people. I give back.
Anyways, oh, yeah, they did request to be withdrawn and have the people who finished below them move up. I'm not doing that. JC Gamer was eliminated. I'm not moving JC Gamer up. He -3'd me. He deserves to be out. He knows what he did. I am nothing.
At the very least, if you're going to go with this top 50 thing or whatever.
Well,
that's
if I decide to host again next year. If I pass it off, it's not my problem.
Well, whoever does it, if you're decided to do something like that, like... It's tough to have, like, late replaces, just because it's kind of, like...
Well, that was the other thing with it. I mean, I've already started. If they had made really a big scene about it beforehand, I may have considered, like I did with Maria.
Exactly.
But that was also, again, like I said before, because Maria is a psychopath and would actually go out of his way to ruin everyone's lives.
Thank you, Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, Wigzio. Never mind.
Right, so that was the drama. I don't think anything else is,
Do you literally say it like that?
Drama? Drama? What do you want? Which do you want?
Drama like a normal person?
Drama.
Sorry, I'm Canadian.
Drama. No, drama.
Drama or drama?
I just say drama because it's fun.
Drama.
Okay, apparently I'm just stupid. Sorry, my other Canadian friend is confirming that I am incorrect, but he's also like Quebecois, kind of, so... You guys are agreeing with a Quebecer.
Well, that's how you know we're right. United and
I'm gonna stay out of this.
All right. Anyways, let's get to some hot results, which are a lot like hot tallies, but done.
Hot tallies.
Yes. So we started off day one was the much controversial Division of Champions division, which is completely random number generated. It's amazing that those 10 people came into the same division together.
How did you do it?
A lot of trial and error. So anyways. Sir Chris won it by a fairly comfortable margin. Boko finished second. FFD was third. Ed Bellis was fourth. Yoblazer was fifth. Ryoko was sixth. Neon Reaper was seventh. And not advancing were Endgamer, Ultimaterializer X, and X the Nemesis. Wigs, you could probably talk about this since it affected you more than anyone.
Yeah. See, yeah. If you don't know, I took my... I was... picking a last spot in fantasy in the snake draft. And my last spot, I'm like, you know, I always win every year. I want to go out on a limb a little bit, mix it up. So I decided to take Endgamer. Obviously, Endgamer in like the ninth round or whatever, normally a pretty good pick, but stuck here in this tough division. And he did not advance, and it wasn't really close. He was like 30 points below Neon or something.
27 points.
Well, I said like 30. What the fuck you? So I guess I should have drafted Neon over Endgamer, but anyway, yeah, I thought Endgamer would have held his own more, but I guess you would need more of the, contest guys to hang around more, which I guess they didn't.
Hating on Endgamer is apparently still fashionable.
It's too bad.
Ed V,
or
did
maybe
any,
not,
did anything?
Oh, I definitely did.
Did anything shock you here, Ed V?
I think the only thing that shocked me is that basically Neon did as well as he did. I got the impression that he was sort of more under the radar lately, and kind of expected Endgamer to beat him.
This is okay. Just yeah, I guess. I mean, I think we all except for Bartz had Neon pegged as not advancing. So.
Yeah, I called that, by the way.
Yeah, Bartz is more intelligent, so, you know.
Well, that's true.
What can I say? Bartz got it right. Everyone else got it wrong. Although, I don't remember what Crasty said. Crasty may have had, like, ulti winning the division.
Yeah, probably. Crasty had some bullshit, like Exile getting third. I don't know.
No one had Exile getting third ever since he's gone in his freaking hating feminism character. I mean, it was funny at first, but 2 years of it, it's gotten old. So anyways,
kind of like Reloz stick.
Yes, except Reloz is a million times worse because he, yeah. I don't know. Bartz, do you have anything to say about this division?
I just want to say, hi, Sir Chris. If you're listening, hi. That's it.
Sir Chris.
Hi,
Sir Chris.
Chris
wanted to guest tonight, but I felt like
Chris.
Yes, I felt like I'd just have to scream that for the
Chris!
Entire time.
Chris!
All right, so that was the Division of Champions division. I think it went over pretty well. I think a lot of people were fairly into it.
Fun division.
It ended up getting how many votes? 67? Yeah, 67.
How does that compare to last year?
67 total votes on day one, and as Lester would tell you, it was totally unannounced, despite the fact I told everyone it would be on January 2nd, but whatever. Compared to last year, I don't know. I've deleted last year's results. Let's click on.
Oh, I can.
Let's get Lester on that later.
Okay,
give me a minute. I'll. Here we go. Give me a minute, and I'll
just pulling up a random division from last year. It had 52 votes, so up a bit, I guess.
Yeah, last year I had shitty.
Last year, Sir Chris wasn't doing anything though, right? Like he posted it, and sometimes he didn't even post it.
Later on, he started not posting it, but in the beginning, he was.
He was having a bad, rough patch with his whatever stuff at that point. Anyways.
Yeah. His whatever stuff.
Well, it's not my place to get into it. The second division was easily the highest vote totals we will ever see, thanks to the aforementioned Sir Chris rallying for Green Gravy, which benefited me greatly. It was the Consider This Division Called division, and of course, like all things I call, it went exactly as I predicted.
I'm sensing a conspiracy here.
A conspiracy, yes. Sir Chris is... I will give Sir Chris credit. He's very subtle in his wanting me to face him at some point in this. And rallying for Green Gravy, I'm almost positive, was a front for trying to get me that second round bye.
But you don't need it.
See, the funny part is that he's going to somehow magically lose... in round two, and then won't be able to face you.
Chris, that'd be pretty
if
funny.
Chris lost in round two, and of all people, to Scarlet Speed.
Mm. Oh my!
Because Scarlet's a 7 seed, and Chris is a 1 seed, so that match could potentially happen. It has a 1 in 21 chance of happening, something like that.
Scarlet Speed would have my vote.
Anyways, this division was Whiskey Nick in first, Shine in second, Avier in third. Was everyone else a minus? No, Shunin was in fourth. Menji in 5th, Karo in 6th, Green Gravy in 7th thanks to Chris's rallying, Bane of Despair in 8th, Blur in 9th, and good old Yuyu in dead last by so much. Though Yuyu did hit 10% positive votes, so that's something.
He can hang his hat on that.
The only thing I was...
So 1 in 10 people don't hate him?
Yeah, that's right. Or at least like him better than 8 other people. I'm going to go and say nothing in this division really surprised me, except that Blur really sucks. I thought he would do better. I didn't think he'd advance, but I thought he'd do better than worse than Bane of Despair. Edvy, anything? Any thoughts on that division?
Do people not know who he is, do you think?
I think maybe it's just that he hasn't been back long enough, yeah.
Is that kind of surprising? I mean the division was pretty strong overall, but
yeah, I think what surprised me is that with how strong the division was overall, that Shine really pulled into second place and didn't. I mean, Ivewear was 20 votes behind him. That's a pretty strong performance out of him, considering I didn't think he was that much more popular than people like Shunin.
Oh, no, Shine's pretty well respected. I mean, for someone who obsesses so much over gaming trophies and stuff, he's generally accepted, whereas I think every other person on the board like that is kind of, like, reviled and disliked. Shine's kind of like everyone's hero because he's dedicated his entire life to gaming somehow. And still has a job. I can't even comprehend how he does what he does.
Yeah, I had assumed he didn't have a job until recently.
No, he has like a full-time job.
He has a full-time job and also manages to platinum every single game he plays.
He probably just doesn't sleep.
Oh, he's a robot.
He is a robot. We've known that for years.
He's Mega Man. Come on.
So anyways, yeah, nothing in this division really shocked me other than Blurwigs. Anything here?
Thing I'm a little shocked by is that I thought Green Gravy would finish, rally or not, I thought he would finish in the positives. Because, like, what this is telling me, basically, the fact that he got minus 12, is that the Mafia vote may not be so strong this year. Because he's the only Mafia player in this group, I believe.
Well, Green Gravy got the second most first place votes by quite a bit. Like, half as many first place votes as me, but he also had the second most last place votes.
Huh.
I think he's really showing the limits to specialization on the board now, because, I mean, he's known by everyone that plays Mafia, but outside of that, I've seen him post maybe, what, like three times?
Well, this was the first time this year that I started to notice different trends, because obviously Division of Champions didn't tell you anything, really. I mean, it told you who was stronger out of a bunch of former champions, but this division, being the second one, started to show me that Mafia and maybe groups like Anime and whatever aren't necessarily going to be as strong as they once were, or maybe care. So that's one thing to consider. I mean, a couple divisions later, we saw what happened with C-Test, where he used to be.
It could definitely have a bigger effect, though, in the smaller divisions. Don't forget, also, I guess there's 10 people here. If you have them in a group of three, like in the next round...
I'll be interested to see what happens.
You could see a stronger... Maybe it passes stronger click for him there. Click, 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 click.
Barts, Wiggs, did I ask you to anything here? I already asked Wiggs. Barts, anything here?
You're just talking.
Animal studies, a 13-week oral toxicity study in mice and 13-week and 52-week oral toxicity study in rats and cynomolgus monkeys have shown the kidney to be the major target organ of mesalamine toxicity.
Oh,
fascinating.
Okay.
Wow. Anyways,
my division got 96 votes, which is a lot. That was a division. The next day, we had an excellent division, the Born to Runner-Up division.
That's me.
This, of course, featured our constant runner-up in every single thing that's ever happened, Wiggs.
Not fantasy baseball last year, suckas!
I love you, Wiggs.
I love you, Barts.
Anyways.
So I've broken my curse.
That's true. You did finally win something.
Me winning fantasy baseball.
You did lose to me in college bowl pick'em on the national championship.
You know, okay, sorry, I'm going to jump real quick, I promise. I thought real hard about switching to Florida State because I figured everyone would
fuck me over.
Not you, but like, not just you, but like the two people below you, I forget who they were, ESY and someone else, had like 20 points in the last game. So I'm like,
hey, Wiggs, remember when I told you to do that?
Yeah. But someone else, Nay, convinced me otherwise.
When I told you to do that?
Wiggs, okay, literally you listened to Nay over Barts.
Well, but I thought Nay knows more about college football than Barts does.
Yeah, but Barts knows more about Barts.
Well, whatever.
I know more about winning than Nate does.
He convinced me that the SEC like always wins. I was like, okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, they do. I mean, that's Auburn's not even a very good team. That was just the SEC power.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that was what convinced him. I was like, yeah, okay, SEC, fine.
So, anyways, this division, Wiggs won it. What a shock!
I do.
Second was Commodore, who a lot of people were underestimating, I guess, but is still a force, even with Wiggs in the division. Third was Football?
Dr. Football.
Yes, an excellent UCA guy, though not as good as 13, but still good. you know, Dr. Football tends to deal with the less quality users like EdTV.
Hey, Nick, you said that in front of EdTV. Good job.
You know, he said that.
No, that was in brackets.
He said it in brackets.
It's true. I couldn't hear what he said. That's true. It was
fourth.
He said a very nice thing about you. Don't worry.
Fourth. Okay. Fourth was Anagram, who I'm pretty sure would have been second if I had misspelt it Anagaram, but
yeah,
not this year.
That's not how the ballot was submitted. No. So
fifth was Bokonon Lives, who's been tearing it up in the already mentioned UCA as the ultimate Bokonon. Excellent character there. I'm enjoying it. What position was I at? Sixth? Sixth was Azuark, I think. Yeah. Mm. Seventh was Chaos Tony, the man of the $5,000 credit card wife debt. And if that had been posted a couple days earlier, I'm pretty sure he wasn't advancing, because that was one of the stupidest things I've ever read. Why would you
get I don't know. Maybe that would have helped him.
Okay, I'm going to go on a tangent here. How do you not check your credit card statement, like...
For 2 years.
Every month.
For 2 years, he didn't check his credit card statement. He just assumed his...
Okay, I can believe that, because when I worked for Sony, I did billing, and sometimes, like, kids would like, sign up for monthly whatever, and we get a call, like, 2 years after the fact from somebody, like, what's that? What's this charge? Oh, my credit card. I'm seeing it every month, and they've had it for like 2 years, and so I believe that happens.
Well, he said that he thought it was his limit, like that was his credit limit.
What a dumbass!
Yeah, that's.
I'm sorry. You thought the amount you spent was your limit? Oh dear God. Anyway, so he advanced, this man who doesn't understand credit cards and just gave one to his apparently moron wife. Wiggs, would you like to announce the people who didn't advance? Because I know the one in 8th place is a special place in your heart. Oh,
yeah. And I would just like to say that I predicted this person to not advance also on the prediction show. But, yes, as a matter of fact, we have some nice names here who didn't advance. I'm just going to get the less interesting one of the way first. Let's say Cork got last place. In 9th place, we had the ever...
so overrated. Devastating. So overrated.
Orina, or Alan's wife. That hype train is dead. But of course, in 8th place, we have the ever-loving Ice Hawk. Chester! Chester!
I love Ice Hawk.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Ice Hawk.
Ice Hawk did not advance. So there's your...
How the mighty have fallen.
He was a 2-time runner-up, I believe. Couldn't even make it out of round 1. So those are the results of this one. Votals were a lot lower this day because obviously Chris wasn't rallying for Green Gravy. So while Wiggs was well on his way to passing me, because he had a 98% positive vote percentage, only the last vote of the day from Bane of Despair was negative for Wiggs. He was going to join FFD and Yo Blazer as the only people to get 100%. And this is according to Luster. And Luster is a robot, Wiggs, so I'm pretty sure Luster is correct.
Luster also didn't know what time when user of the year started.
That is a good point.
Counterpoint.
I'm pretty sure I did finish with 100% 1 year, but I can't confirm or deny that without digging into it.
Well, in any case,
like
it's a very rare feat to not get at least one troll vote against you, and unfortunately, you got one at the end of the.
Nah, it's fine. I minused him, so I won't.
It's fine because he's out of the contest, so it doesn't matter.
No, I love you, Bane of Despair. Vote for me in user of the year.
God, Wiggs, you're such a fucking whore.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Was that in brackets too?
No, that was.
That was clearly not in brackets.
So, anyways, things that surprised me here, definitely Alan's wife. After the verbal rapage she gave me after the last contest, I was almost positive. Yes, it was not as hot as it sounds. I was almost positive she would gain some kind of incredible e-popularity, because nobody talks to me like that on this board except for, like, psychos. And she ruined me. The posts she made were horrible and made me want to cry a lot.
She ruined you further by you drafting her in the 6th round.
I didn't draft her.
Oh, Endgamer.
Endgamer. I mean, LOL Endgamer drafted her.
You drafted her. Yeah, it was nice.
No, I'm not stupid enough to draft Alan's wife, because I was aware there was the possibility she would do terrible. I just assumed she would do well because, I mean, she was kind of funny.
I think she was just the safe vote. Like,
yeah, she's never going to see. Yeah. Exactly. It was game playing.
Arena's never going to downvote you. It was all game planning on the part of people who probably aren't going to do that well anyway.
Also, the logic, I think Bart's brought this point up. She literally married Alan.
I did bring that up.
Yeah, exactly. Literally married Alan. So this is probably not a good human being.
I heard he was wearing his sailor costume when he proposed to her.
Oh, that sounds like some kinky... Oh god, no. Did anyone else have anything in this division that threw them for a loop? Anything that was?
I'm surprised Anagram finished with positive votes.
Did you not see last year?
I did. I was just surprised then too.
But Anagram.
It was yeah. This year.
I think he's fine.
He's all right.
I think that he lost whatever people disliked him for. Like
yeah,
he doesn't.
I don't dislike Anagram. He's cool.
He's come up and seemed, I mean, fairly normal for a GameFAQs user. He was huge.
I don't know. I think
I believe he likes lacrosse, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, he's Wick's best friend, then.
Plus three for Wick's.
I don't know. His sister topics just kind of creep me out, and he posted one right after his round.
Wait, he posted an incest topic after his rant?
He's going to the bathroom.
Oh, no, his sister topic, where he asked questions to his sister.
Oh,
the
thing where he was letting perverts talk to his sister. Yeah, that's a good way to get votes, actually. That's good game playing. I mean, it's not in the real world that's not a good thing, but on GameFAQs, that's good game playing. That's not bad. So good work, Anagram, on that, then. I didn't go into that topic because it seemed a little odd. Actually, I guess another thing that surprised me here was how the Commodore still really strong. He hasn't really done much this past year other than banish Preston for a month.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big deal.
Part of it,
but
that's probably
Well, he barely beat Preston in that poll though, and that was a legitimate poll. There wasn't any stuffing in that.
Is Preston in this contest?
Oh yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, he is.
He's coming.
Great.
Don't worry. Preston's gonna win his division.
I'm looking at this is actually a lot of people who are kind of segmented too, though. Like there's not really any general users here other than Wiggs. Everyone here is kind of in their own little niche and doesn't really bother anyone else.
Yeah,
Wiggs.
And so Commodore's got that general appeal as well, even though he's
if you'll look at the voters here, Commodore jumped out to an early lead due to Hive. Scarlet, what? Scarlet speed plus three Commodore? Oh, okay, whatever.
Are you rethinking your thoughts on that person now?
No, I don't have a I never had a problem with him until he started about the whole thing. I just. Commodore has Hive support, and as we all remember,
yeah, clearly the Hive prefer
the Hive. The Hive is apparently the only group that still cares about User of the Year.
We only care about it because we love you, Nick.
Everyone loves me, except for the people who voted against me. Fuck those guys.
If you didn't love this contest so much, we wouldn't give a shit. I mean,
fun fact: the first vote for me on day one was Scarlet Speed -3 to Nick. Next -3 to me was Endgamer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to comment on this. Nick, you in your division, like, all your minus votes were, like, there were two twos, but, like, all your minus votes were threes. You didn't have, like...
Well, did you not see the logic behind them? Nick's gonna win anyways. I might as well -3 him. This is the logic.
That's when Bart's comes from behind.
Or maybe the odd
Bart's. Could you come from behind?
You know I always do.
What, every time?
Guys, routine.
Don't worry about it.
How routine.
Anyways, yeah. I forget what we were talking about. Something. Did anyone else have
next division?
Yeah.
Since you're talking about mice and
next division. Okay, next division was Division 4, Like Father, Like Son. Of course, named after my online son, Justin Crossing.
You had sex with the internet and had him.
Yes.
Oh, we should have been doing Stars and Turds, so we'll start now.
No. We don't need to do Stars and Turds.
They
can read the
top.
We've been talking. They can decipher from what we've been saying.
Okay.
Sort of, I guess, maybe. So this division was the first division where we had to go into Nick's kind of not looked at before the contest started rules. and I will fully admit to the fact that I just copy and pasted them without actually reading them, and was under the impression that there was a different tiebreaker from the one that is actually written in the rules. So
yep.
I'm getting started about this.
Reading comprehension, folks.
So my bad, I did not read the rules I posted. I am an expert.
So the rule here, as it's worded, in the event of a tie, the user with the most positive points will be given the higher position. In the case that is also even, ties will be broken by who has more positive votes and then fewer negative votes. So total positive points, which is essentially like a lower positive percentage.
Yes.
So it's stupid.
Yes. Well, no, it depends. It depends on how you look at it.
No, it does make sense.
If you look at it from more people gave that person plus votes, it makes sense.
More people gave that person minus votes.
Yes.
The problem is that the positive percentage is like not as accurate a measure as you think it is.
You could have one vote for that person all day be a plus one, and if somehow everything equaled out to the number they tied with someone who had like 80 votes for them.
Obviously, the person with the 80 votes should probably win.
Yeah.
Right. If I have,
but that person also had 80 people that hated him.
Well, 40. But yeah.
I'm gonna quote NFL rules here on this, where points against isn't as important as points for. And I'm pretty sure that's a thing. And if it's not, it should be.
It's correct.
Yes, exactly. So this is NFL. Lefty is clearly an Eagles fan and using the only kind of logic he could possibly have being an Eagles fan in that points scored are important. So anyway, with all that said, Justin Crossing and Articuno 2001 tied for first at 60 points each, and Justin Crossing won because he had, I think, what was it, 6 more points?
I said it. No, he had 68 positive points, and Articuno had 63.
Yeah, so 5 more points. So, I mean, very close match.
Very, very strong performance by Articuno. Very impressive.
Yes.
That was impressive.
Articuno got 3 minus 1s the whole match. He got no minus 2s, no minus 3s.
He had a 90% approval rating. Very good. Third in this division was Carl, or Kokoro Akachi, or Chrono 121972. Anyways, lots of usernames there.
Back, Carl.
Prophet. No, N-Girl came fourth.
N-Girl
was fourth. Prophet was fifth.
By one.
By 1 point. So another close part of that. Jackal was sixth?
Looks like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sorry, I'm not looking at the actual results. I'm trying to sort these.
Yeah, I got him. You're right. Jekyll 6, DSR 7.
DSR was 7th. And then Relo, the Alpha Beta King, came 8th. Oops, sorry, Beta Reaction there, bro. You didn't do so good. Hot Dog Butts came in 9th, which is, I got a disgusting, I always thought that was just, you know, about the food hot dogs. I didn't realize it was actually about hot dog butts. I found that.
That was a startling revelation.
I found that out recently.
Wow.
I'm very glad.
Wait.
Oh my god.
It is?
Yeah, no, it's about hot dog butts.
I thought it was like butt sex, you know, like hot dogs, like wieners and butts.
Nope, it's about animals. Yeah, explicit content is quite the user there.
And you could say content has some explicit content.
You know, he used to be like one of my B8 best friends. 10 years ago.
It's amazing. It's amazing how times change.
Fucking book club is the shit.
Oh my god, I didn't post the new topic. Oh my fucking god, I'm the worst.
Oh my god, Nick, you fucking loser.
Oh my god, no.
Great job, Nick.
Oh god.
Hey, why is
many topics are there? It's like, where's the loser of the year topic? Where is it?
Why is Skype working and not the internet? Oh my god, no.
Yeah, I can't load GameFAQs.
Oh my god, GameFAQs is down.
God.
Oh no. Wait, no, this actually gets me out of the... I'm okay.
Oh god, Chris just entered the chat. Let's see if Chris says anything.
You better edit this out of the podcast.
I'm not editing. Pff. I don't have time for that.
Barry, edit that out.
Maps full are going to know that you forgot. You could have blamed it on...
Put that in, Barry.
Barry?
Don't worry about it. People will get it.
What?
Don't worry about it. People will get it.
What?
Barry.
Wigs?
Oh, did I get logged out? What the fuck?
Yeah, I can't load board 8.
Oh, no.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah, anyways, we'll just keep talking. So this division.
Capping down.
Obviously, Articuno shocked everyone.
What the fuck is wrong with my game for kids?
Not me.
Did you predict him to come first? Or Time Force.
But I did draft that shit, I'm just saying.
Okay, but did you think he would tie Justin Crossing?
I was hoping.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I predicted him like third or fourth.
Yeah.
I think I predicted him on top of N-Girl, but below.
On top of N-Girl.
It's funny because it's innuendo.
Fucking game FAQs.
Ed DV, did anything here shock you? I mean, obviously Articuno overperforming and Justin underperforming. Was anything else kind of?
I thought N-Girl would perform a little better as well.
Like people are over her being a mod, they don't care anymore. Or...
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. That she would sort of return back to her old levels.
Makes sense. Wigs, any thoughts?
Oh, it loaded.
It loaded?
It's loading now.
It's not loading for me.
Not for me. Anyway.
Looks like it was a 4-minute outage.
I thought Carl was going to do a lot better. Like, I mean, I guess Articuno doing well is the surprise. But then going on the other hand, you have the fact that Carl didn't do as well as I expected him to. He usually, I think, is like pretty high in these things. So.
Well, it's another indication of the anime people boycotting my user of the year.
That could be part of it, yeah.
Hey, don't lump us in with him. He's generally not very well liked in that topic either.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. It's probably because he spends so much time with the Hive.
Well, he doesn't really do anything except for like post useless rankings.
Hey, whoa! That's like
That's all boarding
that,
is.
That is boarding. Yeah. What are you?
Oh, there you go. Loading.
That and full throttle pulls. Oh shit! Fuck my song. Just I could have put rankings in it.
It's loading just slow.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I am now posting the topic. Okay, the Animal Picnic Party division is up, so we'll be able to discuss
that. The connection to the server was reset.
Did anyone end up posting? Okay, good. No one posted, and Cookie Girl is proud. We got a few votes. Wiggs, you vote. You work on tallying the end
of
that?
Yep, I'll finish tallying. You got it.
Okay, so we'll talk about stuff while you do that, and you can give us results when we get there.
Finish tallying Cookie. And I'll tell you what happened there, and then I'll work on tallying the new one.
Well, no, tally Cookie, post the stats into the topic and everything. Do your magic.
You got it.
Bartz,
we can tally after we're done recording.
Bartz, did you have anything to say about Like Father, Like Son division?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes. I thought that more people would vote for Jekyll because I thought he was like a guy people liked or something.
I was kind of shocked by that. I think Jekyll generally gets closer to like 80% approval rating. He was only at 54 this year. But
I think that just goes back to your theme.
He's also been away a lot this year. He was recently off the board. And also, the clicks don't seem to be voting as much this year. It's kind of just random votes from all over the place. You're not seeing any, like, hive mind voting. Even the Hive is kind of all over the place. You're not getting, like, consistent votes.
Where does he post when he posts anyway? Because I never have talked to him ever.
All-Purpose Wrestling.
Pretty much just there.
He's a big, huge wrestling fan. He watches every single thing every week and posts about them and he's wrestling is his life basically. So he's really popular. He's really popular in the wrestling circles, but I could see why no one else would give a flying fuck about him.
Like me.
Yes, Bartz. Exactly like you. So that was that division. And it was a division, and it was good. Up next.
And it was good.
It was good. Next we had the Butt Furious division, which of course was named after 13, the poster child for Butt Fury.
He's so mad all the time.
He's always so mad. Even when he's happy, he's mad. This division got 70 votes
total.
It's
like Michael W. Clark people actually like.
70 votes total, and 13 actually came within 6 points of getting that second round bye. Almost passed me. He had 95% approval, which is dumbfounding for 13, because usually people hate him more. But either way, he won that division by...
Curious.
85 points?
By Furious.
Yes. He won by a lot, anyways.
This was not a strong division.
He dominated. No, this division was very middling.
That's what I said. It wasn't a strong division.
It wasn't strong. It was very middling. There was a lot of users there, but 13 was the only one that was like in the class of his own. So he destroyed everyone. And probably by virtue of, like, you know, meeting Whiskey Nick in real life and going to WrestleMania, you know, things like that help. Maybe. I'm going to claim they do. Just wait for Rock's results, guys. Second was Brohan, I think, Wiggs, right?
I don't know. I'm fucking tallying.
Right.
Yeah. And it was
Brohan just a little bit over Yoshi.
Yeah, Brohan.
For the second division in a row, the tiebreaker screwed me over in fantasy. Just putting that out there.
Well, because Martin, I'm sorry.
Speed Yoshi tied with Brohan, and of course, so
all right, been Brohan was second. Speed Yoshi was third. Numbers was fourth. Chronic 1000 was fifth. Ahersh 101 was sixth. Agasonics only finished seventh, despite the glory of Chester. An odd thing to happen. JC Gamer 10 finished 8th because he minused me and he deserved it. 9th was good old Tim Jab, who overperformed greatly because of who was in 10th. Strayhax, who came back to the board conveniently that day as Miley Strayhax, just adding to the glory that is Strayhax. I don't know that there's anything shocking in this division. Oh, well, actually, no. Brohan being so loved was kind of shocking. Brohan was the last person to get a negative vote that day. Very odd to me, at least. Bartz, any thoughts?
No, I mean, just... Yeah, the Brohan thing, it kind of surprised me, too. You know, just... Because I thought people didn't like him because he has horrible usernames and bad taste in music, but maybe... I'm one of the few. I'm fine with him, actually. I just think he has a horrible username and bad taste in music. But besides that, he seems okay.
I was a little surprised that he managed to beat Numbers, or for that matter, that Numbers didn't perform better with this kind of competition.
He also doesn't post.
Whenever you're ready, I've got the newest results posted in the topic, by the way.
Oh, well, I mean, when we get there, we've got...
Yeah, almost there, anyway.
It's there for you. It's in the topic.
Excellent.
I'm going to work on the next division.
Perfect. Well, no, you can give your... Wiggs, while we have your attention, did you have anything in 13's division that was shocking to you at all?
In 13's division? Let's see.
We've already mentioned Brohan's overperformance and Dragon Numbers underperformance.
Yeah, I would have said Dragon Numbers underperforming for one. I thought... I was thinking, even though I didn't expect Tim Jab to do well, I don't know, I thought, like, he was maybe pissing off less people, but I guess not.
Tim Jab isn't terrible, but the problem is...
I like Tim Jab, kind of, except...
Except that he didn't know who you were, so you hate him.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
No, Tim Jab's problem is that he's so abrasive about how he does things. Like, he's not necessarily bad, he's just such a prick about it. So, he gets hate. And he was... my minus one because I guess not really much else to say about that division.
Oh, don't worry about it, Bartz. I got it.
I saw kind of a weird kind of click forming around Ahersh during the match. You got a lot of
Ahersh,
really weird plus
Ahersh was a user I thought had potential this year until he started complaining about being included, in which time I disliked him immensely. I liked him up until yesterday, but now, oh god, he's horrible. Terrible user. He's nice. I got along with him fine. He'd made some decent posts and topics I've done and stuff. I didn't...
But now he's terrible.
Now he's absolutely terrible, yes. That single post he made in the discussion topic, I instantly hate him -3 forever, which is too bad because I can't -3 him now. I'll just have to vote against him next round. And that's just the way things work. Although, depending on who he draws, I probably won't because there are some bad users left. In my opinion. That was everything for that division, I think. I don't...
Who drafted Fetus again?
Not me. the next division was... This division, yeah, had some interesting results. A Nipple by Any Other Name division. Of course, named after CTS, famous for posting pictures of himself without shirt at age... some young age. But he had so much swag in that picture, so he got away with it. GTM won this division, so I believe this is the first division this year that the... Oh, no, Boko lost his division, I guess. Though that wasn't fair for Boko. But, yeah, so C-Test was the first number one seed or division-named person to not win his division. GTM won. Coffee Ninja came second on the strength of 92% positive votes. And he actually had 100% until, like, 3 in the afternoon. C-Test came third. FF Six-Man came fourth. Swirl Dude came fifth. And there's an interesting statistic there that Wiggs can talk about with Swirl. Exemplifying Swirl's rise.
I can't do anything. I'm telling
you. No, soon. But later, Wiggs. Later.
Okay.
Sixth was Shadoon. And in seventh, at plus 14, was Scarlet Speed, who had a 53% positive thing. I feel like that's something to be happy about. Over half the board likes him. Not advancing that day was Hylian Knight, some numbers. Cess at minus 51. And
damn it, Barts.
Tenko Star setting new records for futility with only one positive vote.
1%.
One positive vote from Cokes, and I'm almost positive that was a sarcastic vote. Because Cokes is, well, from Boston, so, yeah.
I mean Cherry, not Coke.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Cherry. Cherry.
Cherry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, is that it? I'll vote.
So anyways, things that shocked me in this division was C-Test coming third and not even being close. Like, he was never even in contention for this division. Also, Coffee Ninja being wildly loved. Like, he didn't get a huge amount of points or anything, but no one put it against him. Nothing else here really shocked me. I mean, Cess not doing well is, I guess, not great, but kind of you could see it coming. Bart's thoughts?
For this division, yeah, I wasn't expecting C-Test to do great, but, that was kind of a surprise that he didn't win and that he got less than Coffee Ninja. And then also Cess getting so much minus votes also surprised me. I mean, he has kind of been gone, but.
Well, the only thing Cess did this
year
was
there wasn't a lot of game playing, because he's not here.
The only thing Cess did this year was post about trying to help his nephew with the whole cancer thing. I kind of assumed that Cess would maybe benefit from that, I guess, in kind of like a weird, sick way. But if he's not around, yeah, game playing votes, that makes sense.
Finally, I Am the Game has returned to Board 8 Chat.
Wiggs, are you?
I saw your face and wow.
Oh yes, that was an excellent.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that we'd be together.
Wiggs, do we have your? Wiggs, do we have your attention for a couple seconds?
That's the meaning of it. Yeah, what's up?
Can you explain Swirl's excellent consistency and his slow rise to stardom?
Oh, what was it? That he had like.
Last year, Swirl finished fifth in his division with 18 points. This year. Swirl finished fifth in his division with 19 points. Wiggs, I would like, since you are the statistician of the group, I would like you to explain how Swirl Dude is basically assured to win User of the Year 2162.
Well, you see, it's kind of like Soulja Boy.
What?
It's the property of Soulja Boy, where he just starts off kind of flat and normal or whatever, and then you go, you watch him, you QED.
What?
EdDV.
All right.
You probably have more better things to say than what that was.
I'm gonna stick with the winner here. I think GTM's really showing what it takes to win this year, and that is just being a generalist. GTM's everywhere. He talks to everybody.
He bumps
I don't think anybody
a lot
dislikes
of topics.
Him. Yeah, he does bump a lot of topics. He follows everyone's projects. And I think that just sort of garnered goodwill from just about everyone who knows him.
He won the most lackluster division last year, and I think he's doing it again this year.
I mean, even looking at his votes, he doesn't have like an overwhelming number of plus threes. It's a lot of twos and ones in there.
Yeah, I guess his only threes that fair number. This division was again very middling, other than Tenko Star. He obviously didn't set the record for lowest votes because Votals are too low this year, and he's not Mega Want Evil with, I think, minus 260 or whatever it was 1 year. But Tenko's one positive vote was certainly stuff.
That's a statistic right there.
That's a record almost. Does anyone else have anything to say about the nipple division? No?
Nope.
Perfect. So we move on to yesterday's division, which Wiggs has final results for. Oh, wow, those numbers. Look at that. ended up getting 64 votes. Wiggs, since you tallied it, I'll let you do the honors of explaining it.
Whoops.
It's the Cookie Girl was proud division or something.
Yeah,
would be proud.
Pun got first place, 94. Jeff with 81. Lox, 42. Menu Wars, 25. Imon Diamonds, 19. Angelo, 14. Genesis Twilight, 5. And our losers were Titer with minus 25. Slacker with minus 127. And Link Mario Samus with minus 128.
Damn, that is the closest battle for ninth place we've had in a while.
Damn right.
Those two are clearly very equally disliked.
Jeff and Pun both had 94% or higher positive percentages. I put my star as Jeff because I think it's a strong return to form to him. I feel like he's never really around during the season, and it affects how he does. And now he's like finally here, and people like him all during user of the year. So I think it's gonna
except Endgamer
reflect strongly on him.
Yeah, except and Bartz. Bartz downvoted Jeff Zero.
I did downvote Jeff Zero.
He piece of shit.
That Bartz. Ooh, what a bad man. Okay, so looking at this quickly, I'm going to go with my thing I'm surprised by. Why does people not like Menu Wars?
Not much.
Do I need
people,
to... Do I need
60% of people like him.
Do I need to run... 69% is a good percent of people, but it's not enough. I feel like I'm going to need to run the same campaign I did for Flubbin last year and use my influence to get Menu Wars to do better than this, because he deserves better than this.
Did it stop recording, or are we still good?
No. I started the recording again, so all I missed was everything you said while I was gone.
Oh, we were just like...
What was the last thing you heard?
We were just like, is it still recording?
Oh, okay, good. We didn't miss anything then. Great. Now I'm going to have to edit. God damn it.
Hooray.
I was talking about Menu Wars being excellent, and that was a thing. Did anyone else stuff?
Yeah, Bart gave some stunning analysis.
I did say that, you know, I felt our listeners should know that you drafted Menu Wars in User of the Year Fantasy.
Yeah, but I drafted him because I like Menu Wars.
That's a bad reason. That's not how you win fantasy leagues.
I mean, it's
fun in fantasy leagues, but it's not how you win.
But it's also just, I mean, I don't know, conflict of interest isn't the right word, but if you're trying to tell our listeners to vote for Menu Wars, there is or could be perceived an ulterior motive there. So we need to disclose that.
I would rather Menu Wars do well than I win. Of course, the two kind of go hand in hand.
You guys want an update?
Well, I mean, he still came in. He still came in third place. There are some pretty crappy three seeds that are going to be out there.
As a four seed, Menu Wars will be facing a 2 and a 5.
Oh, okay.
Which
you
means
guys want a hotally?
No hotallies. We're still discussing Cookie Girl division.
Besides, a hotally will not be relevant to our listeners.
Yeah, hotally does absolutely nothing for them because they'll be listening later.
I'll post one in the chat right now.
What were we talking about? EdDV, did you have any things for this division?
Well, not really, other than that I thought that it was pretty impressive that Pun was able to hold off Jeff Zero, who is pretty wildly popular himself.
Jeff Zero was in the lead for a good chunk of that match. It was later on that Pun caught up. Yeah, I guess there's not really much else there. The fact that Slacker almost did as bad as Link Mario Samus is somewhat noteworthy. And poor Tider. I guess he just kind of fell into that default minus one there.
Yeah, that's a lot of minus ones.
What did I do, Wiggs?
You just left the chat.
I left it like 10 minutes ago when I had that whole issue.
Oh, it just said you left it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to come back then.
You just left again.
I'm not in there!
Since you left it again.
Oh, my internet's having a seizure.
And Coke's called you a horse.
Oh, that fucking goddamn piece of shit.
But a fucking boss tonight.
Anyways, so we're now into the Animal Picnic Party division. And
Ho-tally.
And looking quickly at the things that Wiggs has tallied, Ermine is in fact winning his division, while Eddie V is only in third.
Ermine is somehow winning?
Ermine 17, Lee 14, Ed 11, 9 Tilo, 4 Pirate King, 1 Hobo, 1 Strife, minus 16 Scare, minus 20 Fetus, minus 21 Azure.
Whoa. People don't like Scare Chan?
I don't think he posts. I mean, I like him, but...
Also, ouch. Who drafted Fetus?
Walrus.
Poor Walrus. Oh my god.
This is Walrus' second person going out.
Oops.
In the first round.
So what happens when you draft someone who hasn't posted in a long time?
Like 3 years.
So let's update. I'm going to update Fantasy.
He drafted the eventual winner in me, so he'll be fine.
Yeah. That could happen. That's definitely a possibility, and I will keep my eyes open for that. Because it could happen. And stuff. I should vote today. I'll do a live vote. So people,
you're a live vote.
I am a live vote. That's what I'm doing. People can hear my thought process on this. Alright. I hate Ermine. Minus 3.
No.
I hate Strife 2. Minus 2. Fetus isn't around. Minus 1.
Good vote. Wait, no.
Nick playing the game.
Oh, you wait, you know what? You know who's better minus than Strife 2? Is Azure 0, because I don't know who that is. Now, for pluses, not Scare Chan. Not Rappin' Hobo, because he's stupid. Not Pirate King 2000, because he's not worth a plus. So that leaves Tilo, Knight of Knee, and Ed DV. Ed DV was nice enough to come on my podcast, so he gets a plus 3.
Excellent.
Wow.
Knight of Knee is a nice person because Knight of Knee feuded with me in UCA for a long time. So he gets a plus 2. And Tilo
played... He's one of those UCA people?
Tilo played Borderlands with me, so he gets a plus 1.
Gross.
Tilo's a good guy.
Tilo is a good guy. He deserves my plus 1. I have voted.
Former tag team partner of mine. Former tag team champion with me, actually.
Yeah, ooh. No one's tag team champion is anymore, and thanks to Whiskey on the Rocks. Good old 13 and his not at all biased booking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, we could fill a whole different podcast with that, so we'll skip it.
Oh, the UCA podcast. That would be terrible. And no one would listen.
Nope.
I would not listen.
No one I would not listen.
All right, so... I mean, it's very early in this division. The only thing that shocks me, as I said, was Scare Chan is lower. But I guess, I mean, that's not that shocking, really. Wiggs, does anything here so far seem odd to you?
The fact that Ermine does not have 400 votes right now.
Ermine's still at 100% liking. So is Knee and Tilo. That's three people haven't received a negative vote yet. Of course, I voted negative for Ermine, so that's not correct.
Right. Ermine was as a PJ.
That means that Knee is winning now.
Ermine, fuck you. I hate you.
Hi, Ermine.
You're stupid and dumb and go back to Alberta, you fuck.
Ermine, I gave you no vote at all. I did
Ermine
not vote for you.
This. I can say anything I want about Ermine. I'm not going to, but I could.
Just like Chris.
Just like Chris. Chris would totally listen to this. Chris is excellent.
No, I'm saying I didn't vote for Chris either.
Oh. I think I actually plused Chris this year.
I excluded Chris from my vote. That's what I think of him.
Actually, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you know what? I didn't plus Chris.
I don't think I voted for Chris either. I don't think I voted him either way. Yeah, no points.
I don't think anyone voted for Chris. How do you win?
Because reasons.
He cheated. He glitched.
That's got to be a glitcher.
Okay, so I think we covered all the results that have happened and everything, which means it's time for Fantasy Sports Center with our good host, King Bart 7, or whatever number there is.
There was no number.
There's no number. I don't know why I thought there was a number. I'm sorry, Barts.
Because it's 87 in his aim name.
Or come 87. On down! You're the next contestant on Fantasy Stuff! So, Barts, without further ado, since you're kind of the fantasy guy this year, you can explain to me why Endgamer is the worst fantasy captain of all time.
No, actually, well, of all time, maybe. But Walrus is doing worse now with this fetus bungle. So, pretty much, this year there's only 9 teams, which means that there's the chance of drafting someone who doesn't make it out of round one is incredibly low. But a few people.
For managed. Perspective, 154 people will be advancing to round two, and 90 were drafted.
Yes. So, you know, in some divisions, there's only like, for example, Wars division, he was the only person in his entire division who was drafted. I mean, which says a lot about his division.
It says a lot about the team captains too. Mm-hmm. None of us looked at this stuff.
So most divisions only have like 3 or 4 people in them who are in fantasy. You know, maybe a few, like the champion division had a little more, but you know, this last one, the cookie division, had 6 people drafted. And that is the most besides the champions division. So, it's reasonable to think that everyone who's drafted could get out of round one and still Wiggs, Endgamer, and Walrus all managed to pick people who did not advance.
Well, yeah, because I picked Endgamer on a chance that he does advance. It's very profitable. So I stand by what I did.
I still think it was a bad choice. But anyway, Endgamer drafted Alan's wife, and Walrus drafted Sess, which, you know, seemed like a alright decision at the time, but then he had a pretty strong division, and he hasn't been around. So that happened, and then, yeah, it looks like today, Fetus might not advance, but for the rest of the year, it's a pretty good chance that everyone that was drafted is going to make it out. So it was looking good for everyone who was not those 3 people.
Excuse me, I'm still planning on winning, you piece of shit. Hurt me.
Ouch, that hurt. Wiggs still
nice thing to say.
I'm fucking mad.
Even though he did draft Princess Anri, who has not been around for like a year.
He posted recently.
He hasn't really been active since he got like 3rd that time, though.
Didn't Anri have to leave the board because Rafael Nadal didn't do something?
Is that why?
I feel like that was why. Someone made
a bet that
Nadal had to like win the Grand Slam in 1 year or something, and he didn't, and Anri had to leave forever. Oh no, it was the Washington Redskins thing, where they had to win the division, and if they didn't, he had to kill himself, and he didn't kill himself.
Well, I'm glad he didn't kill himself.
Well, yeah, obviously that would have been a really stupid thing to do.
That would have been more tragedy.
That would have been dumber than, say,
jumping off a library roof into the children's ward. Too soon? Too soon?
No, I was going to say
ward.
I was going to say children's section. I don't know. I don't know why I said ward.
And getting it wrong. But
all right. So that was our fantasy update. I think basically the lesson is that Wiggs is not in first.
And I'm going to win.
Wiggs is going to win.
Wiggs is not going to win.
I'm going to win.
I will make an account bet that I will win.
I'm going to at least beat Bart's.
No, I'm not, because I don't make account bets, because I'm not stupid.
I said I'm going to beat you, Bart's. That's all.
All right, well, I'm going to beat you,
at DV, Wiggs. The plan is to have this podcast up before your division ends, so if you'd like to say anything as to why people should vote for you, you're more than welcome to do that.
Well, I'm a lot cooler than Ermine, and I came on this podcast, so...
That's true. Ermine has never been on the podcast, and that's entirely Ermine's fault and not mine.
He's too busy fucking animals.
Oh.
Wait.
Knee's cool, though, so you should vote EdDV plus 3, Knee plus 2, and then do whatever the hell you want.
I gave Knee plus 2.
All right.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Wiggs did exactly as I said before I asked him to. That's...
Yeah.
Follow his example, people.
Fuck yeah.
Wiggs is an intelligent fellow. He often makes the right decision. Do we have anything else we want to talk about on this week's episode? I mean, we already predicted the future divisions. We don't really need to go into that at all. Yeah. Maybe Ed V can give a... No, you know what? He doesn't get to either. No one's predicting anything. We already predicted. If you want to predict, do it in the topic alongside C-Tess's Naruto predicts or whatever it is. It's a good thing. It's a good thing he does. So on that note, I guess we're done. Does anyone else have anything they want to say? Yeah. Wiggs, Bartz, Ed V?
Did someone say Bartz?
Bartz, do you have anything else you'd like to say on this episode of the podcast? Or are you content to wait until the next one when Koriyashi will be our guest?
I think it's important to know that in a 104-week dietary carcinogenicity study of meslamine, CD-1 mice were treated with doses up to 2,500 milligrams a day, and it was not tumorigenic. For a 50-kilogram person of average height, this represents 2.5 times the recommended human dose on a body surface area basis. That's all.
Fuck bitches win boardies when user of the year.
We don't have boardies anymore.
Boardies don't exist anymore, Wiggs.
So if you win them, it makes them ultra special.
Guess what, Wiggs?
We'll bring them back.
In advance, so no more boardies forever.
Yeah, that's basically why boardies stopped. No, boardies stopped because the Hive, when we just voted the same vote for him for every single award, it didn't matter what it was. I was going to win 72 boardies that year. The entire vote for him was Nick... Every single positive vote was for Nick, and then 13, and then Commodore. And it was going to be a wonderful board.
You guys are jerks. Poor Isoc.
Isoc never did anything on GameFAQs ever again after that, actually, thinking about it.
He came back to do the fantasy football thing, and that's about it.
He did post the picture of his girlfriend, and we mocked him.
You mean his dog?
It was not his dog. It was a woman.
So, wait,
so you mean his girlfriend?
Is she hot?
No, she was, like, short and Puerto Rican. And not the good kind of Puerto Rican, the bad.
Was it, like, him with her?
But was she the bad kind of short?
She was the bad... She was shorter than Extha.
Was it a picture of him with her?
No, it was just a... Oh, that's a good point, Bartz.
It's a picture from Facebook.
It was a picture of a woman. It may not even... Oh, God.
What was she doing?
She was sleeping. Isoc was taking a picture... Yeah, that's right, yeah.
This just gets better and better.
What? This is what Isoc does. He takes pictures of sleeping women and posts them on the internet.
He's sick.
He's Isoc. This is a guy who, yeah. That's Isoc.
Hey, he shares a distinction with you, two-time runner-up.
God. Yeah.
That's the company you keep.
All right, on that note, this was episode 3 of the User of the Year podcast show. Thank you, Wiggs, for making time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That was kind of disturbingly sensual. Thank you, Bartz, for always being Bartz.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Ed V, for making... Is this your podcast debut?
This is my podcast debut.
Well, you've done quite well for yourself, actually. I'll have to look into getting you back on at some point.
Oh, in exactly 1 week, I will be in User of the Year, so vote for me.
Oh, yeah, Bartz's division comes up before our next episode, so vote for Bartz, because if
vote
you don't,
Bartz
will talk bad about you on the podcast.
And he'll cry.
Nobody wants that.
Why would you want Bartz to cry?
I mean, yes, I'll totally talk shit, because that's what I do.
Did anyone prepare an outro song?
We're supposed to have an outro song?
We do tend to sing outros.
I wasn't notified.
Wiggs?
I don't have anything prepared. I
can
try to
make No. Ed V, do you have something?
I think I got something.
Okay, Ed V, you do the honors. And when you're done, I'll stop recording.
Once Nick was the king of the board, now he hosts User of the Year. It was okay, but he kind of lost it. Once he was the king of the board, now he eats humble pie. People bitch about his hosting, now he eats humble pie. This was the User of the Year podcast.